We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud Aleph. We're up to Sif Ches, which is about to turn on to page 42. We'll start from the word before the bottom of page Chof Aleph. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Hamishtachave lubehema tzamra posel atzitzis. One who worships an animal, so the wool of the animal becomes posel atzitzis. Hamishtachave lepishta natua. One who bows down to a flax plant that's in the ground, kosher letzitzis, sharei neshtana. That's kosher because that changes before you make it into the strings. It has a change. Mashenkin in the wool, as we'll see, the wool still has the same look. So the Mishavura begins in Sifkatan Lamed Hey on page 42, the second line. After Dover Hanevar Einu Aser El Lekorban Avalahed Yoshari, even though something that was worshipped, an animal that was worshipped, is not Aser except for a korban, but for a regular person, it's mutter b'hana. Mikomakom asur l'mitzvas tzitzis hoel v'tzarche gavoahu mo'is klape gavoa. However, it is asur for the mitzvah of tzitzis, because since it's a needs of Hashem, it's for a mitzvah, so it is, it's disgusting klape gavoa to use something that was worshipped. So even though it's not really asur, it's only shouldn't be used because it is mo'us. Hoed lo ishtani kolkach, and that is because the wool on the animal versus the wool that you use in your tzitzis does not change so much. The adayin chazusei olov, because the appearance is still on it. V'nirishu tzemer, it looks like the same tzemer, and therefore it is aser. Masha'en kebe mishtach v'lepishta natua, which is not the case when you worship a flax plant that is in the ground. The havi ke'etz, that looks like a piece of wood. V'kevan sha'aso chutin, and since you make it into strings afterwards, mareu harishon chola fahalachlo, the appearance changes, and now it has a new look, and therefore that will be okay. It will not be mos, and therefore the wool will be a problem, and the flax will be okay. If you look at note number 50, he points out the iser zehu rak al chutei hatzitzis. This iser is only on the strings of the tzitzis. Avalagabe habeget shel ha'arba kanfos. But in terms of the garment, Rav Moshe writes she'af shebiladov iyesh shel kaimis hamitzvah. Even though without the garment you can't be makai in the mitzvah of tzitzis. You can make the garment out of wool from an animal that was worshipped. The garment is a little more removed from the mitzvah, so what's considered mias is to use the actual mitzvah from the animal that was worshipped, but to make the garment from the animal that was worshipped, that's okay, because even though that helps in the mitzvah, it's not the actual mitzvah itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, we said the wool will be puzzle. I am the siman tov kuf pei vav magen avram sifkot and vav. The masik the lefida sam mechaber sham hay puzzle ainu rak lachatchila. This lashon of puzzle the mechaber says is only a din lachatchila. Again, mishum de mois because it is mius. Avol b'diavad yatsa. But if you did use this for your tzitzis, it would be kosher b'diavad. L'chein kosav agrab is siman zeh. The l'inyan diavad machlokes shenuya. That in terms of b'diavad, it's a machlokes, and according to the mechaber, it would be okay. Sifkot and lamed zayin. Because you're using it for a mitzvah, it's mias to use something for a mitzvah that was worshipped.
He said the line before, the davar hanevad is only also the carbon lehed yotshari, but
lehed yotshari means if I want to use it to make a blanket.
Shechita is also a mitzvah, and for an animal that's nevad is mutter to eat for a regular. For carbon would be aser, but for hed would be shari also.
Correct, we mutter.
Everything is a mitzvah thing. There are many examples of mitzvahs that I can think
so
of.
So could be for a mitzvah would be aser. In a chanami.
What's the hedion?
If you want to use it as a blanket, so there's no mitzvah to have a blanket. So if
there's
you
no
want to use,
there's no mitzvah involved.
Right, there's no mitzvah involved. But anything that's being used for, you see, even the Ramosha says if it's used for the beged of the tzitzis, even that's okay because it's not the actual mitzvah. So each case would have to be defined differently. Sifkaton lamed zayin, we said it will be pasul atzitzis. Kasav olas tomid etzemesh shahaya aleha be'ez hishtachava ne'aseres. Shalim, if you could try to finagle with that and see if you can get it on, because it's very warm. Is it on?
It's, yeah.
It is on, okay, fine. Fine, so leave it. It's fine, so the olas, if it's on, it's on. The olas tamid writes that semesh shahaya aleha be'ez hishtachava, the wool that was on the animal at the time when someone bowed down to it, neseres, that's what becomes aser because that's mius. The kol shekei mashegodol acharkach, certainly that which is grown on the animal afterwards, that's going to be a more serious iser. That's not just mius, that will actually be aser because it grew on the animal after the animal was already an avodah zarah animal. Ubisefer Binechia Kosov Lehepech, the Sefer Binechia says it's exactly the opposite. The Mashe Godol Achar Shenevar Mutter. He says that which is on the animal when it is worshipped is Aser, that which grows afterwards will be 100% Mutter. And there the Achorim discuss why that is, why it would be more lenient. Ubabir Hatev Kosov the Gamma Taz Silver Kane Lakamum Bisimitofresh Memtes if Kotan Hey, Vayin Sham Bel Yerabo Primagodim. We're not going to go into that because we want to get to Sif Test, which is the major Sif for today. One more Sif Katan over here, Sif Katan Lamed Ches, Natua, but we said if you use the Pishtun plant that was planted and it was worshipped, so that would be Kashul Atitis, Avalo Pishtun Shu Nekar, but Pishtun that was uprooted from the ground already, Oz Nesar Afilu Lehedyot, that would be real Avodah Zarah, and that would be Usar for anything. Kedin Avodah Zarah v'tikravta, like any case of Avodah Zarah, and that which is used for its worship. V'eino mo'lo shinui, and it will not help to change it in any way. Shekol sha'atam mahava mimena, anything that you make from it, harei hi kamoha. It becomes like it, and therefore that would always be usher if it was worshipped after the pishtim was taken off of the ground. Okay, let's go to Halacha Tes, which is very nogeya. That sifches was not so nogeya. Says the Mechaber in Siftes, now we're talking about where you make the hole in the corner of the tzitzis, where the hole should be. So the hole should be in the length of the talus. Now we'll see what the length of the talus means. The length of the talus is if you have your talus over your back, like when you're putting it on. So the width of the talus is from top to the bottom of your body. The length of the talus is the wider way, the way you carry it around you. So we're talking about the length. We'll see that, according to most poskim, it's the same for the length and the width. We'll see that tomorrow officially. But here it's talking about the length. So on that end, now in the talus katan, I assume the length is the opposite. The length is further down on the person's body. So you should make the hole by the length of the talus, not more than 3 etzbos, hainu gudolin. That means 3, again, thumb widths, like we discussed last time, the length of the strings, it has to be the upper part of the thumb, the width of the thickest part of the upper section of the thumb. So 3 of those, it should not be beyond 3 fingers worth. Mipnei she'enu nikra konof. Because then it's not called a corner, that's too far away from the corner. Velo lamato mikashir she'esh mikesher gudol adatziporim. It also should not be lower than the space between the knuckle of your thumb till the edge of the nail of your thumb. So it should be no less than the last section of your thumb, from the knuckle till the end, and no greater than 3 widths of that area. So it has to be somewhere between those two areas. And the reason why it shouldn't be too close, the Mishnah Mechaber continues turning the page, Mishum Shenemer Al HaKonof, because it says it should be on the corner, Vim Hoya Lomata Mimelo Kesher Gudol Hoya Tachas HaKonof. That's like under the corner. The corner is not like the tippity corner. It has to be, it's a very specific area where the corner is. Above is already the beggar, not the corner. Below is already not the corner anymore either. And the way we measure, this is very important, we'll get to this later. You don't measure diagonally from the corner. You measure straight from the side. We'll see what the nafkamina will be. If you know your Pythagorean theorem, you'll know the nafkamina. But let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotan lamites. We said you should make the hole. Kasav beis Yosef. After yesh omrim diasa beis nekovim kemot tzere. Even though some say that you should make two holes in your tzitzis, like a tzere, like the nekuda with the two dots next to each other. V'yatil atzitzis besocham, and you should stick the tzitzis through the two holes. V'yotzi osom letzad echad, and then the tzitzis should be coming out of one of the directions. Ein lochosh laze. You don't have to be concerned about that. V'habol lahachmir al atzmo b'kayotze baze. Eino min ha-machmirim, elo min ha-matmim. And one who is machmir to have two holes in their tzitzis is not one that is machmir, it's one that is bewildering us. Like he's doing a strange thing. That's not what you should be doing. The merci ki you are rub, because it appears like gaiva to put two holes in your tzitzis. Ad kan l'shono, that is what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef was not a very big fan of making two holes in the tzitzis. But just an interesting note over here, if you look at note 53, when you do put the two holes in the tzitzis, because some people have that, as we'll see, there are shitas that hold it's okay. Chabad, other chassidim as well. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see the Arizal. But the Mishnah Berurah is not very clear. He says, V'yotzi oslam letzad echad. The string should come out of one side. It doesn't say which side. Should it be coming out of the front or coming out of the back? So if you look at note 53.
I thought letzad echad means one, a hole. I mean, it's always going through both holes.
Right, it's always going through both holes, but it could be coming out to the front or the back, towards your body. So mitzad echad doesn't really commit to which side it comes out of. So the post can discuss that. If you're going through two holes, you could go through two holes and come out that way, or you can go through two holes the other way and come out that way. Right? If you have two holes.
And one hole?
And one hole also.
Well, no, one hole you're going around the beged. So there's no discussion of which way it's coming out. Right? Like yours, it's going around the beged. So there's only one way it could go. But if you have two holes, so it comes out, it has to come out of one side. So the Beis Yosef's lashon is come out of one side, but it doesn't say which side. The poskim say very clearly it should come out of the outside. So if you look at the note 53 points it out. The atzad she elav yesh lahotzi aschutei atzitzis, and the side that in fact the strings of the tzitzis should come out. Kasa b'sefer shara kavanos she minag harizal haya. So you see, he wore the two holes. We'll see in a minute anyway. Lotziyam l'tzad achitzon, that it should come towards the outside of the garment. Vechen kasa v'olas tamid she yotziyam l'tzad achitzon. The royal limchos biat elu shemachnisim es atzitzis l'tzad pnim. You should protest against the ones that have it coming out from the inside. So you want to be able to see them better. Meidoch, on the other hand, like we just pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, Miloshen Abeis Yosef, where it says she yotziyam l'tzad echad, da'ikat tehila l'David she'ein ma'akev l'ezer tzad l'otziyam. It's clearly he's not committing to either side. So you see, it's not ma'akev either way. Fine. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said adkan l'shono, that was Loshen of the Beis Yosef, clearly preferring the one hole. Bach kosav de betalas katan yaseh shtein nekavim. The bazel lo milsi ki yuara. The Bach says on your talas katan, on your tzitzis, there you could put two holes because it will not look like gaiva, kevan she'enu nir al kol. Because people don't see it. It's underneath your garments. And therefore it's okay. V'chein kosav bekavano sharizal noha kein. And the Arizal is brought down that he also on his talis katan wore the two holes. If you look quickly at note number 54, an interesting thing. V'chein l'gabi hanochas tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Also, when it comes to a person being makbid to wear an extra pair of tefillin for Rabbeinu Tam, mashum v'dvar, it's mashum v'mishabur later on, she'im manicham shelo b'fnei rabim, if you don't wear it in public, ein b'kach mishum yuara v'chein hevi ha'ber alocha l'kamon, shegam ha'primagad, b'shem ha'primagadim, shegam dvarim sheyesh b'hem mishum yuara, mikamokom b'beiso shelo b'fnei rabim rashay adam la'asosam. So again, not only the two holes in the tzitzis is okay when it's not public, it will only be yuara, but also wearing two pairs of tefillin, which we say is considered gaivadik also, if you're doing it privately, then it would not be considered a problem of gaiva. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the last skinny line in the brackets. Onam bebirke Yosef kosov she'ein maharash she'meharav chayim vital oviv lo noha kein. So the son of Rav Chaim Vital said about his father that he was not knowing to wear the two-holed tzitzis. V'chein espashir ha-minog b'medinas Poland. The minog has evolved in Poland to yes have two holes. Omnam b'medinas hager u'b'ashkenaz eino hagim kein. V'nahara nahara u'pshate. Either way is okay. There are different minhagim. Again, it seems to be referring to the talis katan. I don't. The Lubavitch people don't have it on their talis gadol, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I know people always show me on the talis katan, but I don't think they have it on their big talis. It sounds from here that it's an inyan to have it b'dafka when it's in private. And not in the talis gadol, which would be yuara. But anyway, so you should make this hole on the lengthwise. Ayin lakam sifkaton mem ayin lakamam and mishabura sifkaton nunbeis vashakasavnu sham. That's the mishabura where he writes what's the length and what's the width. If you want to peek there, it's really officially tomorrow night. But let's read it. If you look at sifkaton nunbeis, the next page, sifkaton nunbeis, he writes in the second line, rochav habeged kori mashem alubash bo haadam komaso me rosho l'raglov. So the width of the beged is called what a person wears from his head to his feet, going that way. Va'orech habeged, the length of the beged, which we're discussing over here, is kori mashem isatev bo, that which he wraps himself in. The derech ha'itav hu b'ha'orech. So again, what we're discussing today is the orech, is the length, is that side. If you imagine your talis gadol, so it's the longer way, so it should be three fingers away from the edge. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, sifkaton mem aleph lo lemalo migimel. It shouldn't be further away from the edge than three fingers. The lo mikri knaf habeged ela beged. That's not called the corner of the garment. Rather, that's called the garment. Vatora kosva al kanfei bigdam. The Torah says it has to be on the corner of your garments. V'ayim bebeis Yosef shekosav de gimel etzbos betzimtzum mutter laharchik velasos achakach hanekev sham. The Beis Yosef is an interesting thing. He says that you could really make it measure three fingers exactly, and then you could put the kol afterwards, after the three fingers, which is the chiddush. V'harbe poskim chokim alzeh. Many poskim argue on this. V'svirlu, and they hold the mikavan dehave gimel etzbos. Once it already passes the three fingers, Su beged mikri velo kanaf. It's already a beged, not a kanaf, and therefore they're not excited about that which the Beis Yosef says to do it right after the three fingers. V'alkein yesh lizar lasos sheyasu hanekev toch gimel etzbos. Therefore, one should be careful to at least start the hole within the three fingers from the edge. Kosav amagin avram im osa hanekev lo malu migimel. If you made the hole more than three fingers away, afal pisha kishekosha hatzitzes osa achutin shal habege kitzarim. Now this means, we discussed this already many times, that when you make the knot, the first knot, so sometimes you squish the beged a little bit, right? So that's what he's talking about over here. If you made it more than three fingers from the edge, but you made the strings around the beged you made narrow, so it's squishing, it's folding over the garment a little bit, and because of that, the corner is folded over, and now if you measure it, it will be less than three, puzzle, that is not good. Because Lamaisa, we don't go by the way it is folded up, we go by the way it would be as if it was down, and if it's more than three fingers, it is no good. That's a very important point. And so too the opposite. If you made it more than that thumb's width that you have to have away from the corner, the minimum amount away from the corner, kosher. And even though when you folded it over, when you made the knots, it got even closer to the edge, it's still fine, because if it would be unfolded, it would be more than that thumb's length, and that would be okay. Kevin sheyesh al koponim hashir be'akanof. That's okay. Fine. The Mishabura then says, in Sifkotan then base, he's going on that which the Mechaber said, Hainu gudolim, that these three fingers are the gudolim. Ayin la'el Sifkotan yutes, va'ayin ba'artzos achayim demasek delachadchilo yoser tov lindor ha'gimel etzbos ba'amu k'mitza vazeres ha'smuchim zelazev ayin berlocha. He brings down that it's better to measure it not with three thumbs, but rather with the three last fingers, the middle finger, the k'mitza finger, and the pinky. Just measure those three, just put those three together, and that's how you should measure it. And the reason why, if it's more than three fingers, it's not good, is she'eno nikra konof. Look at sifkata and then gimel. Ma'akev afilu b'dieved. And that is ma'akev even b'dieved. If it's more than three fingers away, it's absolutely not good. Here's the interesting thing. Vafilu im la'achar sha'osa bo atzitzis. And even if after you put in the tzitzis, vafilu rak chulya achas. Even if you only made one, the chulya is the wrapping you make around, the wrapping around the tzitzis. You did one wrapping. So you put in the tzitzis, you hung the tzitzis already more than three fingers away, and then after you started doing something, one chulya, we'll get into a little raid on that, whether it's a chulya or a kesher, but you started the wrapping a little bit, now you cut it so it drops down within three fingers. So there the Mishnah says, that's a problem of tassel and asui, right? We learned many times that when you put in the tzitzis, it has to be put in the proper place. You have to be putting in the proper asiya. Here, when you put it in, it was pasul, and now you're being mashua by cutting the beged. That's not good, so you'd have to undo it. V'hu adin ibcha, and so to the opposite. Kishet tolon toch kesher agudol. Again, if you put it too close to the edge, and then you will chotach l'mala b'beged, then you cut the beged upwards, v'heleh ha-tzitzis l'mala m'kesher agudol, and you move the tzitzis up above the area that it has to be, v'tofer lamata, and then you sew the bottom, otola matlas ala konav, you put some kind of patch on the bottom so it keeps them up there in the right place, havegam kein tasav lomen asri, there will also be a problem of tasav lomen asri. So let's finish this Mishnah, then we'll see an interesting note. Talus shel tzemer shehoitzo mitzuyetzes gehilchosa, if there's a garment that's made out of wool that was done totally properly, v'nimtzo bagadil shel meshi sheosim b'svas ha-talus chutin shel pishtun, and you had in the edge of the garment, so sometimes they used to put a little bit of meshi just to solidify the edges, right? To bind the edges so it doesn't come apart. So if you find in there some strings of pishtun in your wool garments, you have a problem of shatnes, v'hutzrichu lishlof ha-gadil men atalus, and because of that, you had to remove that meshi gadil that had the strings of pishtun to avoid shatnes, roi lahachmir lahatir atzitzis v'lachzer ulakashram. There it would be fitting again to be machmir and to take off the tzitzis and to redo them. Again, because he's saying it would be a problem of patasav lomen asu, the same way that if you put the tzitzis more than three fingers away and then you cut down, you have to redo it in the proper place. So too, if you put it on a garment where there was a shatnez problem and you take off the shatnez, you'd have to redo it as well. This is not so pasha. Rekiv Eger argues and says it's not true because there it's not a chisor in the tzitzis itself. If you have shatnez and you wear the garment, you're still yotzi your mitzvah tzitzis. You get an aver of shatnez, but it would be okay. So he disagrees. He said it wouldn't be a problem of tassel and rasui. Tassel and rasui is that you have no mitzvah tzitzis. When it's just shatnez, you have mitzvah tzitzis. But here, the Shabur brings down that it's roi lahachmir to yes, do it. Now, I just want to go back to note 58. It's going on that which we just mentioned. We just mentioned that if you even did one chulio, one wrapping around. So look at note 58. B'sharatzion tzayin shedinze nilmon milahalan sif yud gimel. Sharatzion points out that this is learned out from a sif that we'll get to later on in the week. Visham beer, and there the Mishabur explains Shechuya achas perusha ima kesher sha'acharea chuya. That when it says once you did one wrapping, it doesn't mean just one wrapping around. It means one wrapping with the knot afterwards. Aval im karachas achuya, but if all you did was the wrapping, vadayin lo kosher acharea, but you didn't make the knot afterwards, ein ze nifsel mishum tasav lomanosui. That's not tasav lomanosui because you didn't make the tzitzis yet. That's not considered already making the tzitzis if you just did the chuya. It has to be the chuya with the kesher.
From the first knot.
I'm not sure. We have to wait till we get to the halachas of the knots and the chulia. I'm not sure here if you made a knot before that chulia or not. And as it could be, what he's talking about a case is if you started with the chulia, and then you start wrapping before you make the knot. You have 8 strings hanging down.
The way we do it, we make the
kesher, and then we do the chulia. It sounds from over here, that's what I want to wait till we see later on. It sounds from over here, what you did was you started with the chulia, you know, not, so it's not together, it's not tzitzis yet. So he continues in this note and writes, the heavy deos, where are we over here? Fine. The heavy deos lahachmir, sha'af imoso rakas a kesher harishon kodem achulia. So there he says that there are opinions that are machmir, that even if you only made the first knot, like you just pointed out, before any wrappings at all, nifsel mishon tasav lomer asui. So, because really, daraisa, I believe you need, we'll get to this later, that you need the knots and some chulia. But if you just did the first knot and the chulia, so what's giving the chulia any kind of kiyum without the knot afterwards? So therefore, that's what they say, it would be okay. But if you did just, that doesn't make sense. There are opinions that are, we have to wait to see this, but there are opinions that are machmir that if you just did the kesher rishon before the chulia, it's already possible because of tasav and asui. The kasav shel hachil nachal nachal shel divrayim, v'achazanish kasav sheish lahachmir b'zeh apadyevet, that if you have even a knot there, already you should not use it, it will be a problem with tasav and asui. Okay, let's go back to Sivkotan ben Dalad. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, that the lowest point on the garment that your tzitzis could be is the edge part of your thumb from the knuckle till the end. It has to be not less than that amount of area. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan ben Dalad, v'lo lamata, u'ma'akev af b'dieved, this also is ma'akev im b'dieved if the hole is lower than that. V'nirali shemekom ha'nekev yeh gamkein l'malo mishir zeh. And again, like he said before, the same way when we had the further distance, the hole had to be from within that area. So to here, once you distance from the edge that amount, you have to have the hole after that amount. V'ulai gamkein ma'akev af b'dieved, and it could be going even beyond that area, is also ma'akev b'dieved, v'ayim b'ralocha. Sefkotan memhei mikashir. Fine, so we said in the Mechaber that v'lo lamato mikashir sheyesh mikasher gudol u'pashit ze gamkein misharinam b'adam beinoni. We also measure the thumb length that we need for the minimum size by the average person. Ad ha-tziporim, we go from the knuckle until the nail. Says the Mishabura, turning the page, sefkotan memvav, makom hashavel abasar, till where the nail ends and it's equal with the flesh, assuming your nails are not too long or too short. And the last Mishabura on page Chav Beis, which is going on that which the Ramah ended off and said, that we make the measurement straight and not diagonal, right? Since you might think that you're making it from the corner, you want it on the knaf, on the edge, on the corner, so you might think you make it diagonal. He says you don't make it diagonal. So the Mishabura writes, Pirish, Misvas ha-begen modedin biyosher ha-gimel etzbos, that from the edge of the garment you measure straight 3 fingers, the chen ashir de kesher gudol, both the minimum size from the knuckle to the edge and the maximum size of the 3 fingers is all measured from the side of the garment, bein ba'orach bein barochav, whether it's the length or the width, like we'll see later on tomorrow, besosif yud, that we hold that you have to do it both ways. The ein modin hashiurim ba'alachson, you shouldn't measure the measurement on a diagonal. Shayidei ha'alachson mismait hamedide le'erach beis chamoshin. Because through measuring on a diagonal, you have lowered the measurement by 2/5. And the reason for that, a little math chazara here, is the Pythagorean theorem. If you have a 1 by 1 triangle, so the diagonal is going to be 1 2/5. That's from the Gemara in Sukkah, right? X squared, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So therefore, if you're going to measure the minimum size, if you're going to make the just think about this math for 1 second. If you take the minimum size he's talking about, from the knuckle till the edge, and you put it on a diagonal, and you make the hole right after that, so that's 1 2/5. But now if you take the thing on the side, it's going to be only 1. So it's going to be 2/5 smaller than the diagonal, and that's going to be less than the shear, because the diagonal was a shear, that's going to be a little less. And therefore, if you measure from the corner, the minimum shear, then you're messed up, because now when you look at it from the side, which is how you're supposed to look at it, it's not the proper length that it should be. And we will stop here for today, and Mitzvah will continue tomorrow.